2 Corinthians chapter 8. Let's make that chapter 9 rather. Verse 6, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, I like all those alls, may abound unto every good work. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your bountiful, abundant faithfulness to us, Lord. And thank you for the good services this morning, for all that came out. I thank you for your word that went forth. And Father, we praise your name. We thank you for the hope of heaven that we have, Lord, for the eternal purposes for which we can live by your word, by faith. And Father, we thank you and praise you for that. And I just pray that the word gone forth this morning would continue its work in our hearts. The Sunday school hour for the children and adults, the worship service, Father, that all was pleasing unto you, and Father, it would be ultimately be edifying for us, dear God. And Lord, we look to you tonight and ask for your Spirit to move and fill, and bless those in the nursery. Help me preaching by your Spirit, and fill with thy Spirit, speak to your people's hearts. Help us by your Spirit to understand, and just Father, just speak to our hearts regarding this thing of being faithful to our missionaries, being thankful for them, loving them, praying for them, God, and bless as we would read these letters tonight. And I pray you just be draw them closer in our hearts. We be mindful of them, even as Paul wanted to be mindful of those with whom he, the churches that he'd planted, and want to be mindful of them always in prayer, Father. And help us, please, Lord, in these things. And Father, help us to be careful to thank you and praise you. And Lord, we want to pray also for our nation. Our president has asked for a day of prayer. And so we want to lift our nation up before you. And we are, as many places in the world, confronting this coronavirus. And national steps have been taken. And even worldwide steps are being taken to just use wisdom in dealing with this virus. And some obviously are carrying things too far, but there are some steps that we can take, Lord, to be wise. And we pray you would give our leaders wisdom, and that you would help us as Christians, Father, to walk wisely in this time, not to fear, to have faith in you, dear God, and to be what you want us to be. Father, we want to be mindful that while our president has called for a time of prayer, we know that your word calls every nation to a time of repentance. And Lord, we need to repent as a nation. We have some grievous sins that have been allowed through our government, and even the murdering of children for so many years, and it is an abomination in your sight. And Father, we need to repent. And we have some that are in government that do not favor that kind of thing. And I pray that you might work repentance in the hearts of believers who can affect perhaps a change in those things, Father. Because you will not overlook those things from what we read in your word, dear God. And certainly there's not a nation that has received such punishments from you, whether they be disease or war, that have not earned it, God. And Father, we look to you for mercies. We pray for repentance in our hearts, and for help us as believers, dear God, in our lives, to walk with you. And those that are believers in our government, Help them to take the lead to speak and say what they can say and do in regards to effecting this need, Father, for our nation in the things that we are displeasing you. And Father, help us. We pray for thy mercies and thy grace and thy wisdom through this. We lift these up to you and our own hearts as well to be humbled before you, to effect whatever change you would do as we turn to you in our nation. Father, we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name for his glory. Amen. 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 You may be seated. All right, I want to take a few moments tonight just to share some things, some missionary letters that I've received, and I am looking forward to continuing the study just a little bit. Interesting study on what the Word says about those who are condemned, having not received the light. If you want to look ahead a little bit in John chapter 3 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in the first John about those kind of who reject light. And it's an interesting study in making those three comparisons. I look forward to sharing that. It's been helpful to me in understanding, and we'll continue in that just a little bit longer. But tonight we're going to look at some letters. Be thankful for that. And Brother Dennis, you don't have to worry about the tape. I think we're okay tonight for that. So, but I have a letter from CLA, Christian Law Association. I don't read those a lot. There's a lot of prayer requests on those. I do have a thank you letter from them. We've supported them for years. They're one of the earliest ones that we took on. I think they were one of the first two, I think, that we took on. So we're thankful for them. And of course, their ministry is to help churches that are trying to do right, and they're being sued time and again. And time and again, they've helped them and defended them, and they've won so many cases. Say, no, we have that freedom of speech. You know, we're allowed to say that. We're allowed to do that. We're allowed to operate that way. And they also help pastors and ministers to minister wisely. You know, we need not be provocative in the way that we minister either, do we? We need that gentleness and that wise as serpents, harmless as doves things when we're ministering. And they help pastors and ministers also in being that way, that we don't provoke, you know, trouble either in the way that we minister. But CLA writes back, dear friends at Mid Valley Baptist Church, thank you so much for your kindness and taking the time to let us know that you will be increasing our support from 120 to 135. We are so blessed to be a partner with you in preserving religious liberties across America. Prayer support is just as vital as financial. We are grateful that we have a Savior who listens to our prayers and meets our needs in such a miraculous way. Knowing that we have prayer warriors is such a blessing. Thank you for everything that you continue to do for us. If there is anything that you have questions about regarding your religious rights, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. May the Lord bless you in the coming days. Your legal missionaries, David C. Gibbs, Jr., and, of course, from CLA. So we're thankful for them and their continuing ministry. And we'll just pray for them in general in their ministry as they continue to minister. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Christian Law Association, and God, for the lawyers there who work in our nation as missionaries. They gather deputation and support, and they receive CLA receives these funds and such, and these who could make so much more money in the world in their legal profession do this as a calling. And Father, we thank you for each one of them. We pray you continue to provide for their families. We pray you continue to help the lawyers as they earnestly work to defend churches and believers and Christian schools and ministries that are trying to do the right thing. Father, continue to help your people to minister wisely, to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, dear God, that we may minister as wisely as we can, because we do minister as sheep among wolves, Father, and so you've told us to be wise and to beware regarding that. So continue to help in this ministry in every way, and help those that are struggling with lawsuits that have come And Father, might you help the lawyers, as you have so often, to find favor in the eyes of the courts, dear God, that they may have those victories, that your work may continue. And Father, help us just to be careful to thank you and praise you. We do ask these things in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Amen. All right. And I have a letter. I just received one recently from the Talkingtons. I've been kind of watching for one of those. I've mentioned that to some of you along the way. And as I was searching through that, I found one that I'd missed. And I had shared some letters around that one. I don't know how I missed that one, or if it just came in later or what. But so I have a November letter and a February letter. But I want to read them both, because the last one that we heard, they were looking for a place. And so the November letter picks up with information about that from the Talkingtons in Germany. Dear prayer friends, finding a new church space in Germany. As I mentioned in our August 2019 prayer letter, our landlord recently gave us less than 3 months to move out of the space our church had occupied for the past 3 years. After about a month of... Somebody get me a glass of water, please. My mouth is dried up like a Sahara there. After about a month of searching, we found what we believed to be the right rental space in exactly the right place in town, and with plenty of parking and plenty of room for growth in the church. Thank you, Brother Charlie. The inside of the building was in really bad shape as far as the walls and flooring go, and so we patched the hundreds of holes, painted the place, and tore out the old carpet and installed the new carpet throughout except for the kitchen. We know a lot about those kind of things, don't we? We moved all our furniture over from the other building and set it up and mounted our church sign over the door. Folks who attended our first two services in the new building were really happy about the appearance of the church, and I was looking forward to setting up an office. The place is close to 2 times larger than what we had before, and we were very optimistic about what the Lord had accomplished and what he will do in the future. There are 20 parking spaces, a kitchen, a room for an office, and 3 more rooms besides the sanctuary to use for kids and teens ministry. Amen. In the kitchen, there's a sink and a dishwasher. In the older buildings in Germany, they don't have a central hot water heater for the whole building. Individual sinks have small 5-liter hot water heaters that provide hot water for that specific sink. The hot water heater for that particular sink was not working. So I went to the hardware store with a good friend and neighbor and bought a small hot water heater that looked just like the old one. My friend, who is much more mechanically inclined than I have a lot of friends like that, installed it and plugged it in. He says, we waited for 15 to 20 minutes and turned on the water to make sure it was working correctly. We got hot water, cold water, and warm water, just like we expected. Then we left to go home. This was on a Thursday evening. When I came in on Sunday morning, October 6th, for the church services, I was met by a flood of water. The hot water heater had burst, and the water was about an inch deep on our level and had flooded the basement as well. The total area covered in water was about 3,600 square feet. Myself and 2 other men spent a total of about 40 man hours on Sunday and Monday vacuuming up as much water as we could. On Sunday evening, I contacted the building manager to let him know what happened. The next morning, I met with him and the building owner to survey the damage. They called in a guy from a company who handles such matters, and he gave an initial estimate of $22,000 or higher. That number has since been revised to between $28,000 to $35,000. Work began almost immediately and has included tearing out all flooring, the bottom 2 feet of most walls on even 900 square feet of 2-inch thick screed or concrete. They have also placed fans and dehumidifiers throughout. All you could say, it was quite a catastrophe. He says, in Germany, there used to be only one type of water heater called a high-pressure water heater. More recently, they introduced something called a low-pressure water heater. Most of the less expensive hot water heaters sold today, under $150, are low-pressure water heaters, a fact that neither my friend nor I were aware of. So, long story short, I bought the wrong kind of hot water heater, low pressure, and installed it on a high pressure system. The building manager and a plumber therefore made a determination that the hot water heater was incorrectly installed. The building manager sent me an email the next day saying that his building insurance would contract the work out, but that once it was completed, they would likely pay the bill and seek to recover the money from me. In Germany, most people have liability insurance, including Hilda and I. We signed the contract for the new church rental space. One of the requirements was that we have liability insurance. Since we already had it, I didn't give it a second thought. However, when I talked to our insurance guy and explained the whole flooding situation, he told me that my liability insurance wouldn't cover it because Hilda and I had purchased private or personal liability insurance and not business liability insurance. So since he and German law would consider the church to be a business, the flood in the church building was not covered. The friend and neighbor who physically installed the hot water heater, Klaus, then accepted responsibility for the false installation and contacted his liability insurance company. His insurance company came out and looked at everything, took pictures, etc. They said they would deal with the building insurance company. Our hope and prayer is that Klaus liability insurance covers all of the damage and that the building insurance does not come after him or us for any amount in excess of what his liability insurance is willing to pay. Please pray with us that the Lord, who can affect the hearts and minds of men, will intervene with all people who are involved in this situation for all our benefit, and that he would also shower blessings upon Klaus and his family for helping us in many different situations since we've been here, and for being an honorable man. Thank you for your love and support, and we pray that the Lord would bless you mightily in all your work for him, your servants in Christ, the Talkington family. So we'll continue that saga on this next letter and find out what's happened. Hilda and I recently celebrated our 40th wedding. This is their February letter. Our 40th wedding anniversary in Germany, praise the Lord. This was fitting because this is the country where we met, fell in love, and got married in so many years ago. He says, in addition, this is the country that the Lord later called us to in order to proclaim his gospel message to the unsaved so that they might be reconciled to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. When I met Hilda nearly 41 years ago, she was a student at a German technical trade school, and I was a young soldier serving in the U.S. Army. I asked her to marry me after only 2 months of knowing her, because I could tell that she was a special woman. Many folks at the time felt that our marriage would not last because we had only known each other for a short time. That was over 40 years ago, and our marriage is still going strong. I am so thankful that the Lord led me to her. He has also blessed us with 5 wonderful children and 4 grandchildren so far, with one on the way. We were also saved together when I was stationed in Virginia some 5 years later. Isn't that wonderful? She is my love and my helpmate. In our last prayer letter in November 2019, I shared some information about a new retail space we had rented in order to hold our church services. The place was ideal in that it was centrally located, had plenty of available parking, was twice as big as what we had for the previous 3 years, and the rooms were configured very well. The place on the inside was in need of much tender care in that it looked like a 500-pound bomb had recently exploded inside. The walls and flooring were in really bad shape. Over the next 3 weeks, we spent 150 hours and $3,000 to fix it up the way we wanted, and then moved our furniture in and set it up. We were really excited about the new ministry possibilities, and still are. After the main work was done, and as part of the renovation, I sought to replace the non-functioning hot water heater in the kitchen so that we could wash dishes there after fellowship meals in the church. In our previous location, we always had to carry dishes home and back, and this was a lot of unnecessary work. Long story short, I purchased a hot water heater that looked just like the one we were replacing, and a friend of mine, Klaus, installed it. We tested it after installation, and it seemed to work fine. Within the next day or two, the hot water heater burst and flooded our rented space as well as the basement of our building. I discovered this problem when I came in Sunday morning, October 6th, to hold morning services, and was met with a flood of water. Since that time, the owner and the building manager have had a firm working on taking care of the water damage. The work was just completed yesterday. What was originally supposed to take 3 to 4 weeks and then 2 months ended up taking 5 months. The original cost estimate was over $22,000. Then between $28,000 to $35,000, and today, after work was completed, I was told the final cost was $55,000. The owner has taken advantage of the situation to do a complete renovation, including installing expensive flooring and replacing entire walls, as well as doing other unnecessary work that improved the appearance of the rental space far beyond what it was when we moved in. If she accomplished this extra work at a substantial cost out of the goodness of her heart, then the Lord bless her, he says. If she had this extra work done with the thought of collecting the money from us, then I guess we'll be holding our future church services in the local debtor's prison. The way I understand the insurance system in Germany to work in such cases is as follows. The building insurance purchased by the owner has the first responsibility to cover the damage. The building insurance company sends out a representative to estimate the cost of repairing the damage. Included in this cost will be removal of all water and anything damaged by water, and then the replacement of these items, including flooring and repair of walls as necessary. Such an estimate includes the cost of an inexpensive floor covering and its installation. Let's say the estimate comes out at $30,000. The owner is then given a check for $30,000 and is responsible for contracting the work. The owner wants to have nicer flooring and additional work done at a cost of, let's say, $25,000 extra for a total of $55,000, then they have to pay for this from their own pocket. It says the building insurance company then submits a bill for $30,000 to the liability insurance company representing the... The building insurance company then submits a bill for $30,000 to the liability insurance company representing the person or persons, Klaus and I, who were responsible for the damage. After much haggling, the two insurance companies work out a negotiation settlement, let's say for $20,000. Our concern is that the building insurance company may come after us for the difference between their $30,000 cost and the $20,000 cost they settle for. This is a possibility that I now consider remote. The other possibility is the owner comes after Hilda and I for the $25,000 or a portion of it that she spent over and above what the building insurance gave her. This scenario is more likely. So again, we ask you to pray with us in this matter, and that the Lord would work in the heart of the owner to absorb the additional expenses at a cost of doing business. In the past 5 months, we have been holding services in our crowded apartment, passing out tracts, and sharing the gospel with others, still faithful. A lot of trials. In such difficult circumstances, we must repeatedly get up off the ground, shake the dirt off, and continue to march forward for the cause of Christ. Thank you for your prayers and continual support, your servants in Christ, the Talkington family. That's a lot of trials to be dumped on all at once, isn't it? But you know, God's in control, isn't he? And we're human. We make mistakes, don't we? And we're going to pray for God to intervene and God just to help them and give them grace in this situation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace on behalf of our beloved missionaries, the Talkingtons. And Lord, I know that you love them, and I know that you know the every detail behind what has happened. You know the motives of every heart. Father, you already know the outcome. Lord, we place this before you, and we do ask that you would give them favor in the sight of their landlords. And Father, that you would intervene for them, dear God. We pray that this extra cost, if you will, would be covered by the insurance companies or even by the landlord herself. And Father, might you work this out. And should for some reason some of it fall upon them, Father, would you in some way miraculously provide that? But God, we know that we can trust you. We consider these servants, their faithfulness, and we consider their maturity in you, and that you would allow such things to come their way, knowing that they can glorify you through it. So, Father, you've already, as we've seen, give them that strength and grace to continue. And we pray that you would continue to give them that very grace and strength that they need. Father, soon that they'd have a glorious report to give us and how that you've worked and helped in whatever way them through this trial, Father, to get into this building, Father, or another, if you will, Father, to be back out of the apartment, Father, to be back in a place, Father, where they can continue to preach the gospel and see people come and see the ministry grow as it had begun to happen. And, oh, Father, be with them, strengthen them, encourage them. And might they just be among those who wait upon you and renew their strength and mount up with wings as eagles. And Father, might you help them in that. We do pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. And I have a letter here from the Cooks. We'll go ahead and read through that. It kind of goes through some of what we know about their previous trip. So... Cook's prayer letter. This isn't nearly as lengthy. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work, in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. As many of you know, the year 2020 has started off with some big changes, indeed. After working for a regional airline in Portland for a short time, we realized that we needed more time to put toward the ministry. So with God's leading, through many advisors, we chose to start full-time deputation at the beginning of the year. While we are only a couple of months into that now, it has been quite the experience already. We had the we had the opportunity to be with Bethel Baptist Church in Salem, Oregon, where there are several families that are old friends. We really appreciate their heart for missions and enjoyed our time there. We were able to be at Mid Valley Baptist Church in Corvallis, Oregon, one of our supporting churches and very close family and friends, for an entire Sunday of services. We spent the rest of January preparing for our trip to Indiana. Our trip to Indiana brought us to Dyer Baptist Church after some delays. We had the opportunity to meet another amazing group of people that are truly focused on missions. They treated us so well, even in the frigid temperatures and lots of snow that was happening while we were there. On the way to Indiana, we experienced God's hand of protection during our travels. We had a pair of wheels separate from our truck while driving on the freeway, pulling our fifth wheel trailer. No one was hurt, and the Lord provided for the repair and the cost of waiting for the repair and to take place. With the repair and the winter storms in Wyoming, we were delayed by 4 days, but we had planned for extra days of for a detour. We lost the detour, but we made it to the missions conference just in time. We left Indiana, headed back to the West Coast to Galilee Baptist Church in Kent, Washington, for the missions conference once again. Once again, we had the opportunity to meet some special people who took such great care of us and showed their heart for missions. Praises. We have had several opportunities to recently to share the gospel with people. One such was a lady that Rebecca met in a truck stop restroom who is likely saved and is working to lead her sick husband to the Lord. Pray that we will be able to continue to encourage her and that her husband will be saved. We had several opportunities to share our ministry outside of church presentations. Because of the vehicle situation, there were several times when we told unsaved people about our ministry and shared with them how God had protected us through it. Amen. That might be the exact reason why God allowed it to happen, or maybe even caused it to happen. Okay, these were times when we could lift up Christ to those who would not likely come to a church. Praise the Lord for these opportunities. Prayer request. Our biggest need at this point is to set up meeting dates with churches. Please pray that we will be able to fill up our schedule as the Lord sees fit. While we have been able to add to the schedule, it'd be good to have a full schedule. We will need to fill up our schedule for the late spring through summer. Rebecca and Emily will be joining our church teens on a mission trip to Mexico. Of course, they're there in March. Pray for the safety of all 22 teens and adults going to spend 10 days with the Joneses in Guadalajara. They may see the Myers there ministering there. They have a street preaching ministry in Guadalajara out of a Baptist church there. Missionaries that have been, we don't support them, but they're on our prayer bulletin up there, so they may see them. With our first major trip behind us, and that being in the winter, pray for our truck and trailer to hold up as they have several fixes that need to be accomplished. They are working well, but winter weather has taken its toll. Faithfully in Christ, Matt and Rebecca, Emily, Michael, Chelsea, Elijah, and Noah. So that was a good letter, and I have some good news. Our schedule is filling up, and I'll have some news for that coming in the future. I'm going to have Matt. We were talking to some about that today, and Lord has worked out some good meetings for him and some good help for him in his continuing pilot education and such along the way. So we can still see that unseen hand opening those doors ahead of them and working out these things. So we'll continue to lift them up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the cooks also, Father, and Lord, we love all of our missionaries, and we're thankful that we can have a part, Lord, in their ministry, God. And we, the love that we have in our hearts for missionaries, you've put there, and it's no doubt hindered compared to what your unhindered love is to us, Father. So we can only imagine how much you love us, our missionaries, Father, in this whole world, in sending Christ to die for us all and to rise again. I thank you that we can be involved in worldwide missions. Father, we thank you for the cooks. We thank you for your hand of protection upon them. Oh God, help us not to be fearful like the world, as if we did not have a Father, as if we did not have one who's omnipotent, omniscient, and Father, who is omnipresent, caring for us at all the time. You've never missed the funeral of the sparrow. And so, Father, you're watching over us, God, and we thank you and we praise you for that. Watch over the cooks. Help them, dear Lord, and give them, Heavenly Father, grace. And we pray you continue to provide their needs. Be with Rebecca and Emily there in Mexico. And Father, watch over them and bring them back safely. We pray you'd protect from this virus, Father, that's going about, and that they'd be able to get back. And we pray for grace and healing among them as it can glorify your name, Father. Help them, we pray. Continue to open doors for them regarding their deputation schedule. We thank you for the churches that are supporting them. We know that we are. We know that Westgate is supporting them. Another church, I believe, in Washington is supporting them, Father. And another has said they're going to take them on, Father. But continue to work and open those doors for them and guide them exactly to where you'd have them to be, when you'd have them to be there. And Father, watch over them. Thank you, Lord. Your hand already has been so wonderful to behold. And God, I pray that you would, through all of this, Father, that we, considering how you have ministered in so many ways to your people that we see, and through this blessed book that we read, that we might be more zealous in our Christian life and ministry, dear God, to be faithful ambassadors, faithful people involved in the ministry of reconciliation, Father, in whatever ways that we can, and in our own hearts, our relationship with you as a message this morning, desiring to be draw closer to you, Father, and to be purer, to let loose of the things of this world and hold tighter, Father, to the things of glory, looking for those eternal things and those changes in our hearts, God, that need to be made. Help us, Lord, in all these things. Thank you so much for your great love and power. And Father, I pray that we, your people, would go home tonight just thankful and mindful of your watchful eye over us, your loving care for us. And we might, should you tarry, Lord, be a witness for you in the coming week and days that you'd give us, Father, for the glory of your name. Father, we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Brother Charlie, would you come and close us tonight?